With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is trying to reassure worried Democrats after his lackluster debate appearance.
A day after delivering what even many Democrats said was a disastrous debate performance, the president acknowledged it wasn't his best moment. He told a crowd of supporters that he's not a young man anymore.
I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
That was a reference to Donald Trump's multiple false or questionable claims at Thursday's debate. With some Democrats worried about Biden on the ticket, the president said he's getting back up after getting knocked down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has just released a documentary about the devoted Trump supporters who line up for days just to get a front row seat at his rallies.
He's going to say the same things about immigration and taxes and attacks on Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It's the experience you're going for. So, you know, we met these folks. They're mothers and fathers and shop owners.
Spicer spoke about his new film, Trump's Front Row Joes, this week with the Salem Radio Network. Correspondent Ron Taylor details why NASA astronauts have been delayed at the space station.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there is no rush to bring the astronauts home, and more tests on the ground would be done first. Ron Taylor reporting.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street, erasing the S&P 500's gains for the week. The S&P 500 slipped by 0.4% on Friday. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster Joe Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business say they will initially target 8 states, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. SBA Pro-Life America says it plans to spend $92 million targeting voters in many of those same states. This is SRN News. UPS is selling its freight brokerage business for less than it paid for the business back in 2015.
UPS says it agreed to sell its Coyote Logistics division to RXO for just over $1 billion. UPS CEO Carol Tomei says the sale will help her company focus on its core package delivery business. Freight brokers are middlemen between shippers and carriers such as UPS. RXO is a freight broker based in Charlotte, North Carolina. It says it will nearly double in annual revenue by buying Coyote from UPS.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The U.S. military-built pier has been pulled again from the Gaza shore due to rough seas. Its future role in distribution of aid to Palestinians remains unclear. Humanitarian aid groups stopped distributing supplies that arrived by sea on June 9th due to security concerns caused by the terrorist group Hamas. More on these stories at srnnews.com.